And we do that by saying g'day to a good friend of this program of the past, Cam McConville. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Shebex. How you doing?
Mate, I'm fantastic. First of all, let me congratulate you and the teams out at CAMS for what was a fantastic first year of Formula 4 here in Australia, a category that a lot of people maybe had their doubts about at the start, but I think when season 2015 wrapped up, those people may have been converted.
Oh, thanks, Shebex. Look, it's been a big year, and just to shed a bit of light on what you're saying, I mean, look, for sure, no one likes change in sport, and I can say that's particularly evident in motorsport, and CAMS adopted Formula 4 this year as the sort of the first step on the ladder out of go-karts, hopefully, towards Formula 1. And, you know, Formula Ford has been doing a great job, but probably not quite as relevant to international motorsport. And Formula 4 was this new wings and slicks category adopted by the FIA. So there's actually 12 Formula 4 championships around the world next year, and we grabbed it by the horns and brought 20 cars into Australia and followed the V8 supercars. And Jordan Lloyd, who won the championship, got a test with Carlin, a big F3 outfit, and he's doing that today in Spain. And as you mentioned, Lewis Leeds, who is only 15 years of age, has been signed by Red Bull to head over to Europe next year. So look, we're absolutely stoked that already we're seeing some young guys come through and hopefully, you know, get overseas and head towards F1.
Yeah, well, that's the reason we got you on today, mate, was to talk about Lewis Leeds, because this is just an amazing story. At 15 years of age, what a year this boy has had. As part of his Formula 4 deal here in Australia, he got the opportunity to race overseas a couple of times and had a race win at a Formula 1 day. The Formula 4s were one of the warm-up categories for the F1s over in Mexico, and he had a win on that day. What a fantastic effort by a 15-year-old.
Yeah, look, it is, isn't it? I mean, it's massive, and we're not going to put our hands up and say, oh, it was all because of Formula 4, but there's no doubt that gave him credibility, because in Europe, they'll look at F4 now as being the first sort of, you know, run out of karting, as I said, on that pathway. So he went over as a one-off and got a drive in the F4 support event at the Mexican Grand Prix and won by 10 seconds, absolutely smashed them, and Helmut Marko, who runs the Red Bull F1 team, I mean, he doesn't get much higher up the ladder. They pick up 3 junior kids around the world each year into their junior program, similar to what Vettel came through and Daniel Ricciardo, yeah. And Lewis got signed up. So apparently two things got him over the line. One was that win, and the other one was his driving on the streets of the Gold Coast. They looked at some of his onboard footage and his commitment around the streets and thought this kid for 15's got something pretty special. So, you know, let's hope that he can be the next Daniel Ricciardo. A lot of years to come yet, and he's still got to do his apprenticeship, but certainly being picked up by Red Bull is a massive feather in his cap.
So what does it mean for him being picked up by Red Bull, Cam, for those who are unaware? It means now that he gets to drive for a team. Does he still have to pay for that drive, as we know most kids do when they go to Europe?
Look, I haven't actually been privy to the contract, although I believe it is very close to being a fully funded next couple of years for him. But, of course, he's got to perform. So he goes into British F4 next year, which is exactly the same cars, engines and everything that we run here in Australia. That will be with Arden Motorsport. So they're one of the big teams there. But the whole car will be Red Bull liveried, his suit, helmet. Then they have a plan if he sort of hits his performance clause, he'll then go into something like Formula Renault. And then following that, probably GP3 or GP2. So they've mapped out a 5-year plan for him, and hopefully that 5-year plan will culminate in an F1 seat.
And as you said, it's very similar to what we saw with Daniel Ricciardo, who, of course, was picked up by Red Bull also at an early age, did the Formula Renault, and he sort of skipped everything else, didn't he? He went from Formula Renault straight into F1 with the Toro Rosso team.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, they have got the Toro Rosso, as you mentioned. They've got connections, the Red Bull junior team, right through Europe, and that's why they've placed Lewis with Arden, which is a very front-running professional British team. But he's going to be based in Milton Keynes. So he turns 16, I think, mid-next year. He has to go to the UK, go to school in the UK. But instead of going down to soccer practice afterwards, he's going into the Red Bull simulator every week. So, look, it's a massive achievement for him and his team. His father, Dean Leeds, he has a trainer who's been helping him here. So, you know, full credit to them, and let's hope that Red Bull look after him and get him on his way.
I'm sure there won't be any doubt that they will look after him. And as you mentioned, he's driving in F4. The thing that allows, I suppose, people like Red Bull and others to see how our drivers are placed is the fact that the F4 machinery here in Australia is very, very similar and very identical. So it does come down to driver ability. And when you're getting good results, then people know that you can drive.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Chebex. And Joey Mawson, who's another Australian who was top-level world carter, he finished third in the German F4 last year. So we're waiting to see where he heads to next. So, look, it's exactly why CAMS is the governing body. We are a motorsport. We adopted F4 to just try and make it relevant. And, look, not everyone that runs F4 is going to go on to Formula 1. They may go towards V8 supercars, but we're just hoping that it does put them on the international map. And already after 1 year, we're seeing that with Lewis. So it's a great little story to come out of our debut year here in Australia.
Exactly. And what's expected for Formula 4 in its second year? Cam, 10 cars, I think, we're running in the series this year. Are we looking at upping that to a few more for 2016?
Certainly hope so. I mean, that's the plan. Look, we had, you're right, the average was 10 or 11. We had 12 on the grid at Homebush for the Sydney. We kick off at Simmons Plains, so in April next year. Still with the V8s, we're going to finish in New Zealand at the Highlands round and try and...
What a great track that is, mate.
Oh, it's a great track, isn't it? I've raced there myself, and I think we'd like to try and see a bit of a Trans-Tasman, you know, cup potentially and getting a few more Kiwis on the grid. But certainly the goal is to have 15-car grids and hopefully after the debut year that everyone can see that it's here to stay long-term and that grid can grow.
Cam, there is no doubt from what I've seen and being involved, as you are as well, you get to see it firsthand. Motorsport is flourishing here in Australia at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very healthy, Chebex. I mean, we know that, you know, commercially, the landscape's still pretty tough and motorsport requires a lot of money to go racing. And, you know, but V8 supercars is very, very strong going right down to the final round. The Australian GT series has now got BMW on board coming in with a sort of a factory-supported effort with Steve Richards. You know, there's the 12-hour V8 supercars have obviously purchased the Bathurst 12-hour, which is for GT cars. So I think that series is going to go from strength to strength. And, you know, we're certainly hoping that F4 can help. And karting too. Karting are doing great things as well. So let's just hope we can keep the young blood coming through the sport, which you're always going to need.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, before I let you go, just one that's come off the SMS. How will Danny Ricciardo go in 2016? You're an ardent Formula One follower. We still don't know the situation with Renault and where they're going to go engine-wise and how that's all going to look for them for Red Bull. What do you think is going to happen to Daniel Ricciardo in 2016? We're going to expect pretty much what we saw this year?
Yeah, I think so, unfortunately, Chebex. Look, I mean, Tag Heuer is sort of the branded engine, I believe, and that's a commercial arrangement with Red Bull, but it'll still be some sort of pseudo, you know, Renault power plant, we believe. But look, Daniel won't be lost to Formula One. Okay, he's committed there to Red Bull. And again, a team like that won't be bringing up the numbers for very long. So let's hope he can turn it around. And in fact, he's involved with the Perth Speedfest over there. And I believe our Ricciardo's rookies program tomorrow. So he's out in Australia giving back at the moment. And let's hope that he can have a better year next year. But, you know, he's a huge talent. We know that. We've seen what he's done in Eco Equipment. So let's hope he can get himself either way into a competitive car real soon.
And a final one off the SMS. Actually, you're getting them coming from everywhere, Cam, which is fantastic. Yeah. Any discussions with CAMS and the FIA in regards to Formula E coming over to Australia?
Well, it's a very interesting one because that's another category globally that's gaining a lot of traction. Potentially, I think there is some interest, I believe, for Formula E to come out into this sort of Southeast Asia region. So whilst it obviously requires a lot of funding to do that, I think the FIA and Formula E certainly want to spread their wings and head out in this region at some point.
All right, mate. Thanks for joining us, Cam. Really do appreciate it. Look forward to catching up soon and enjoy your Christmas break.
Yeah, thanks, Chebex, and Merry Christmas to all your listeners too.
Cam McConville joining us here from CAMS, the Category Manager for Formula 4 here in Australia, and a great story. Young Lewis Leeds, a 15-year-old kid, a Melbourne boy, is going to be driving for Red Bull in their junior development program starting over in the UK next year. Fantastic stuff for him and also for Australian motorsport. Once again, puts us back on the map as we've been there for a long, long time. 9:19, we'll take a break. Talking to Shane Perkins about some cycling next.